This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Seth Knudsen, President and CEO of the Downtown Development District. Seth, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Also, congratulations on your new position as the head of the DDD.
Well, thank you so much.
Seth, why don't you take a few minutes to tell my listening audience about yourself?
Sure. I'm a native New Orleanian. Went to Franklin for high school, Tulane for undergrad, MIT for grad school, and focused really my whole career on community development and urban planning. I've been working in city government since before Katrina and spent the last 13 years overseeing programs and investments for the New Orleans Redevelopment Authority before coming over here to DDD just a couple of months ago.
I've always been a big fan of the DDD and what you guys do. Historically, they've done it well every time that they've got involved in everything, and we appreciate the organization for that, certainly. You guys have what is called Downtown NOLA Awards, where you give the public an opportunity to kind of promote someone offer up their candidacy for the award. So tell us about how this works.
Yeah, so the Downtown NOLA Awards have been going on for a few years now, certainly prior to my arrival here. And it's a really interesting opportunity for us to recognize both people and projects that are really positively impacting downtown. So it could be property owners, businesses, residents, employees, organizations, projects, et cetera, that are really contributing to the vibrancy and vitality of downtown. So we're also taking a look this year. This is the 50th anniversary of the Downtown Development District. We started our operations in 1975, right around the same time as the Superdome opened. And so we've really seen a lot of incredible development and evolution of downtown in that time. And we're hoping to see in some of the award nominations this year some connections and some through lines with that 50 years of history.
Now, the DDD area of responsibility is identified for the audience from the Pontchartrain Expressway to Iberville Street, from the Mississippi River to Claiborne Avenue, right?
That's correct.
And has it always been those territorial boundaries?
Yeah, I believe that that's how it was initially set up. I don't believe there's been any changes or adjustments to the boundaries that I'm aware of.
So, Seth, obviously new to the office, but you've been around. What do you see as some of the biggest challenges for the DDD coming up?
Yeah, you know, I think that downtown has some, you know, I think local examples of some challenges that really are afflicting downtowns across the country. Right now, I'd say our single biggest challenge is really perception of crime. And I say perception specifically because we are in the midst of about 3 years of sort of downward crime trends, particularly in the 8th District, which encompasses the French Quarter and downtown. And, you know, from all of the statistics collected so far, despite some of the, you know, higher profile events, we're really on track for one of the sort of safest statistical years in downtown, perhaps in the last 50 or 60 years, maybe even in the entire existence of the DDD as an organization. And, you know, I think it's hard for folks perhaps to sort of reconcile that reality with, you know, an image and an impression that's been built up over a much longer period of time than just the last couple of years. And then I also think, you know, there's sort of the visibility of the homeless population certainly contributes, I think, to that sort of that perception of safety and concern. And so we have some work to do on that front, I think, in partnership with the city, who really leads all of this efforts on behalf of the public sector to sort of address the homeless population. But I hope folks will consider coming downtown and seeing for themselves. I think it's really maybe a cleaner and safer place than people give it credit for.
Where would you put in the list of priorities Canal Street? You know, every city's got kind of the identified, right, you know, big boulevard street that people look to as to whether or not there's a level of vibrancy of that downtown area if that street is, you know, doing well. You know, you go to Chicago, it's, what is it, Michigan Avenue, the Miracle Mile, you know,
mm-hmm.
Fifth Avenue in New York or whatever it may be. But when you look at Canal Street, you know, what do you see?
Well, I see a lot of, you know, evolution in Canal Street just the way I see around downtown. Thinking back to even when I was a kid, which maybe wasn't that long ago in the grand scheme of things, but even I sort of remember the transition from the last few department stores on Canal Street to that sort of era that kind of kicked off in the 90s and 2000s, where there's been, you know, some property turnover and redevelopment. We've seen some more residential development along Canal Street, some more hospitality development. I think Canal Street's very important. It's the kind of, you know, as it has been historically, right? It's where downtown sort of meets the French Quarter, where the American sector used to meet the French Quarter. And, you know, downtown and the French Quarter are a sort of symbiotic pair. Mm-hmm. French Quarter is, you know, a real center of tourism for the city. But most of the hotel rooms for the city are actually downtown. So Canal Street is kind of that connecting street between these two really active areas. And it certainly, I think, contributes to the impression of the city and how we're all sort of collectively doing, both for local residents and workers as well as visitors. There's, I think, a lot of complexities. Canal Street's a good example of just some of the real estate development complexities we really face across the city. You know, some of the properties that are maybe underutilized or vacant, perhaps, are part of successions where there's, you know, multiple heirs that maybe don't agree on sort of what the best path forward is. There's also the challenge of, you know, some of the kind of upper blocks of Canal Street as you get towards Sanger Theater and State Palace. You know, those are buildings that are maybe 15, 20 feet wide. It can be really difficult to come up with a sort of real estate redevelopment plan for that narrow frontage and that small a building. So I think there's some technical challenges there as well as some practical ones.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And, you know, the reason I asked that question is twofold. One, you identified some of these properties, and one is this hotel right at the foot of Canal Street as you come onto the interstate bridge from the what we would probably identify, I think you would agree, as kind of the medical district, mm-hmm. you know, coming across. I mean, this place has been a disaster for decades. And, you know, and some of these other buildings you identified have been challenges for decades. Is there never an opportunity for us to get these buildings resolved one way or the other?
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's never an opportunity. I think the sort of magic of real estate development is that it's sort of part art and part science. You have to have a team that can appreciate the opportunity, both from a kind of dollars and cents perspective, as well as to sort of an overall impact. I think a lot of folks have looked at these properties over the years. Some people have held on to them, you know, hoping that that opportunity is still awaiting them in the future. Other folks have sold them and sort of moved on. The city as a whole right now is in, you know, a fairly difficult real estate development environment. We do have some projects that are moving forward, but a lot of projects are, you know, challenged by sort of increased construction costs on both the labor and material side, as well as interest rates. And, you know, again, this is more of a sort of nationwide economic condition that we're just, you know, experiencing and observing here in New Orleans as well.
Well, I understand it's a balance of interest, but how long do you give? You know, would it not be better to tear that hotel down?
Well, look, I mean, I think the city
is incredibly. It's just not attractive.
You know? Yeah, no, I don't think anyone would disagree with you on that.
You know,
front.
And part of the challenge there, it's built to old construction, you know, standards. I mean, it's a major problem. At what point does a city, does government say, okay, something's got to change here? We can't let it sit there in its present condition for another 20 years, or can we?
Well, yeah, let's hope not. We definitely don't want to see that continue in its current state. You know, the city has the sort of enforcement tools at its disposal as after it goes through the code enforcement process. You know, it can get to a point where demolition is an option. I'm not familiar with the, I guess, specifics of that particular case or kind of where it sits in the process, but it is definitely something that should be considered among the tools that government has at its disposal.
Yeah, I mean, I know the Plaza Towers finally allegedly has a plan for it, you know, and we have other buildings throughout the city that we have a similar challenge. And just, yeah, always curious of how long can we, should we wait? I mean, how long can we wait? How long should the eyesore stay where it is? And I ask that question of you because I have people ask me this. It comes up in conversation all the time, you know, about the redevelopment of what a stretch of highway here or there, where you have these blighted, abandoned buildings, and they're curious, you know. I mean, what do we do with those?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. It's a, like everything, I guess, the government is faced with, there's a cost-benefit analysis to be looked at as part of that. You referenced that you know, building is sort of an older style of construction. You know, I don't know what the sort of demolition costs would be. I know when the city was sort of looking at demolition costs for the Plaza Tower and sort of, you know, was presented with the scale of investment that would be required for the demolition, that was, you know, one of the factors that I think influenced the team to sort of look at, well, can we get to a redevelopment project that makes more sense and is maybe a better investment of taxpayer dollars going forward? And same sort of analysis should apply in that case as well.
Yeah, you know, I think you can quantify perception, you know. It's like when you know, and I say this all the time, human nature is the first impression is a lasting impression. And I've always talked about that, even as an elected official, and Jefferson Parish had a major role in the perception of coming into the city. Is the interstate clean? Is it kept up, you know, as you make your way from the airport into the city of New Orleans? And if that first impression is not a good one, it's really hard to overcome it, you know, from that point forward, of every tourist stay, you know, and all of the ingresses and egresses into the city. I often wonder sometimes if we look at it from that perspective.
Yeah, I agree that the sort of perception is powerful and important, and definitely should be part of the consideration.
Yeah. So what's next for DDD? I mean, I know it's one of the cleanest areas of the city. I love that. I've always loved that about the city. I used to love seeing your DDD employees out there when I was coming down to the studio, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning. They were forever, you know, out there with brooms and you're picking up this and sweeping up garbage and cleaning it up. I mean, it was just, it was exhilarating and refreshing to see that every morning, quite frankly. It was a good way to start the morning.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think you hit on it. That's, you know, our sort of core functions are cleaner and safer downtown. I've been sort of working with a new tagline for the agency that's cleaner, safer, stronger. That's what we're looking to help downtown achieve, is just a superior environment to live, work, play, and invest. And so we're looking to build on those successes that we're having on the clean and safe side, looking to support further economic development downtown. I think one interesting opportunity we sort of see for ourselves potentially going forward is there were a lot of great partnerships that were sort of forged in advance of the Super Bowl to address some of the kind of long-standing deferred maintenance items downtown, and I think we see a real opportunity for ourselves to continue partnering with the city and others to do some more of those kind of physical capital improvements to really enhance downtown and sort of go a step beyond just maintaining what we have.
Yeah, Seth, I love the guys that y'all had out there. I don't know if it was a quick response team in advance of that. They were remediating the sidewalks, cutting brick and putting it in there real time. And I saw them going down this length of sidewalk that I happen to walk by almost every day. And I mean, they were working their way down, pulling it out, making it look great. It was awesome to see that happen.
Well, we're hoping to do more.
Absolutely. Seth Knudsen, President and CEO of the Downtown Development District, thank you so much for joining us, and have a great week.
All right. Thanks a lot. You too.
Thank you. That was Seth Knudsen, the President and CEO of the Downtown Development District. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.